Some offers on this page are from advertisers who pay us, which may affect which products we write about, but not our recommendations. See our advertiser disclosure. Gold is set for its best month since February, so it's no surprise that more and more people are thinking about putting their money into this precious metal. In fact, a Gallup poll found that 23% of Americans believed gold was the best long-term investment, up 5 points from the previous year. But what's the best way to invest in gold, GC equals F? There are several options, from buying physical gold coins to investing in stocks or mutual funds. Below, learn about where to invest in gold, the different options available, and their fees. Go deeper. Track gold futures on Alpha Space. Key takeaways. Between DEC 31/2015 and DEC 31/2025, gold's price went from $1,062.25 to $4,339.64, a 308% increase. Investors can purchase physical gold, exchange-traded funds, ETFs, or stocks. Some investments have added fees, such as storage costs. Where to invest in gold? 6 gold investment options. There are several ways to invest in gold. Which is best for you depends on your upfront investment and financial goals. Minimum investment liquidity, fees, taxes. Learn more, investing in gold. Here's how to avoid a tax hit. Physical gold. Best for long-term investors who want a physical asset. Owning physical gold is one of the most popular forms of precious metal investing. You can purchase gold coins or bars and store them as a personal hedge against inflation. There's no need to worry about brokerage firms. Pros. Gold coins and bars are tangible. Not reliant on brokerages or banks. Direct ownership. Cons. Added storage and insurance costs. Risk of theft or losses. Less liquid than stocks or ETFs. Learn more. Gold storage myths debunked. Gold exchange-traded funds, ETFs. Best for hands-off investors. An ETF is a fund that tracks and mimics the performance of gold. For example, SPDR Gold Shares, GLD, ETF mimics the price of gold bullion. With an ETF, you can buy and sell shares like stocks. As a result, ETFs are more liquid than physical gold, and you can buy fractional shares or small slices of ETFs. Pros. Highly liquid. Low entry investment. No storage or insurance costs. Cons. No physical ownership. ETF fees. Prices may vary from gold spot price. Gold mutual funds. Best for investors who want to diversify with precious metals. Mutual funds invest in a range of stocks, but they may include gold-related companies, such as mining corporations. There are passive funds that track gold market indices and active funds that strive to outperform the market. Pros. Easy diversification. Can be incorporated in retirement accounts. No storage or insurance costs. Cons. Higher fees than ETFs, particularly for active managed funds. Investment may fluctuate more than the gold spot price. Less liquid than ETFs. Gold stocks. Best for investors comfortable with higher levels of risk. With stocks, you can invest in companies related to the gold industry, such as mining companies or businesses that use gold in their manufacturing processes. Stocks are more liquid than physical gold, but you're investing in one particular company and you may experience higher levels of risk. Pros. More liquid than physical gold. Can benefit from rising gold prices and company growth. Potential for higher returns. Cons. More volatile than ETFs or mutual funds. Can fall even if gold's price is up. Higher risk of losing money. Gold futures and options. Best for experienced investors. Gold futures and options aren't for the faint of heart. They're best for very experienced investors who are financially stable and can handle a high level of risk. Gold futures and options are derivative contracts that let investors speculate on the future price of gold without needing to own the gold. Futures contracts lock in a price at which you buy or sell in the future, while gold options give you the ability to sell at a specific price at a certain date, but you aren't required to sell at that price. Investors tend to use leveraged investments, meaning they invest with borrowed money. This allows you to invest with less upfront capital, but it significantly increases the risk of losses. Read more. What would happen if all the gold in the world were sold tomorrow? Pros. Less upfront capital. Potential for higher returns. Very liquid. Cons. Extremely high risk. Chance of significant losses beyond the initial investment. Requires active and complex investment management. Gold individual retirement accounts, IRAs. Best for retirement-focused investors. A gold IRA is a type of self-directed IRA that allows you to invest in physical gold within a tax-advantaged retirement account. You can take advantage of perks like tax-deductible contributions and tax-free account growth. But these accounts are subject to the same rules as traditional IRAs. For example, you have the same contribution limits on a gold IRA as you do on a traditional IRA, and you're required to make required minimum distributions, RMDs. Read more, gold IRAs versus physical gold. Which is the better investment? Gold IRAs require your own work with a custodian, and you have to store your gold with an approved vault, adding to your overall costs. Pros. Tax-advantaged investments. Diversified retirement portfolio. Includes physical gold. Cons. High custodian and storage fees. Strict IRS rules. Less liquid than stocks, ETFs, or mutual funds. Investing in precious metals. If you're looking to diversify your portfolio and hedge against inflation, gold can act as a useful tool. It can provide stability as a widely accepted store of value, helping to give you peace of mind if the stock market is volatile. There are many different ways to invest in gold, from buying gold coins to opening a gold IRA. Which is best for you depends on your financial goals and investment horizon. Learn more, how to invest in precious metals. Best way to invest in gold FAQs. How much gold can you buy for $1,000? As of March 22, 2026, gold was approximately $4,500 per ounce, so $1,000 would buy you 0.22 ounces of gold. What if I invested $10,000 in gold 20 years ago? How much would it be worth? In 2006, gold's price was $603.46 per ounce, according to the National Mining Association. If you invested $10,000 in gold in 2006, you would have purchased 16.57 ounces of gold. As of March 22, 2026, that investment would be worth approximately $74,570. Read more. How much gold would $1 million buy at different points in history? Will gold prices go down in 2026? While gold prices will likely ebb and flow over the next year, most financial analysts expect gold to remain strong due to economic uncertainty, geopolitical tensions, and increased retail demand.